What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the 452 Podcast, brought to you by Fountain Ford. I'm your host, Chris Jones, and this week we're here with Steven Giorgella to talk about team member versus team player. What is the difference, and how do each of those affect company culture?
Thanks, Chris. Okay, so, and we're also on Instagram Live this week, so if you don't follow me on Instagram, come on in. There's this game when you're trying to build a business that I'm learning over the last 24 months trying to get it. There's Brian Miller. What up, Brian? Trying to get when you're trying to build a business, you end up going through all these things. You think we're going to go a certain way, and they're not the way that you thought, right? And I continue to reinvent myself on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. And the interesting one that has been coming up lately has been team player versus team member. And it hasn't been questions necessarily from like the followers. It's been like this divine intervention in conversations where it's talking kind of like about the architecture of the business and finding a certain amount of people that are these team players versus these team members, right? And what's interesting is it always goes back to, like, I think about my hockey team, and I think about, so for those that don't know, like, love playing hockey and football, as well as golf, but for the team sports, I really love the team sports, but it's so interesting to look on the ice, and I can tell you about, like, my hockey team. You can very specifically pick out, quickly, the three team members versus the team players, right? You can just look at them, and you can be like, and you see them with the puck, and you see the way that they go around, and you see the way they talk, etc. And you realize that culturally, they're cancer, right? Because everybody else is around trying to specifically enhance the team. And I want to talk about today, got some notes here. I specifically want to talk about today about the team player and the key
achieving goals for the whole group as opposed to your own personal.
It's the macro mindset. And it's the anticipation. This is one of the things I think is missed most. It's the anticipation of the other person's needs, right? And so, like, when I make X and Y decision, I need to think about the collateral damage it might cost or it might cause for these people on the team, right? If you're anticipating your question or your problem possibly affecting the status quo of other team members, you're a team player, right? Versus being a team member, which you're on the team, but you're just doing you, right?
Right. An amazing example of this is funny we were talking about this. I was watching Last Chance U on Netflix over the weekend, and one of the big things the coach kept harping on was the guys who are team players and are trying to work for a goal of the championship for the whole team, as opposed to just stunting out there making plays for themselves for recruiter purposes and not looking at the big picture.
Right, exactly. And so it comes down to this, and it's really quite simple. And if you don't think if you listen to this and you don't think you can figure out which one you are, you're automatically a team member versus being a team player. You are 100% of the time, right? And so when building a business, when you're hiring these people, when you're trying to build a culture, you're literally going EQ 100% of the time. You're going EQ, EQ, EQ. And the problem is I had always gone IQ. But if I go IQ, the problem is then I put them into the team and I try to make them teachable and I try to make them work with my environment. And all of a sudden I realize, holy fuck, this person literally can only do their job, cannot anticipate or help the other people to the level that I need them to. And therefore their actual, like, the perceived value just goes down immediately because I now have a problem and I can't get to spending time with you. And so I need you to work with the team. And, you know, maybe Jenny has more experience with me, so she knows how I would think. And you need to kind of like think of Jenny and then go work with, and like, you just sit there and you're like, this person's on an island. Right. And I think that the hardest part about going from 2 employees a couple of years ago to 15 employees is now all of a sudden you realize just how valuable this cultural thing is. Right.
Oh, yeah.
And so if this, the advice that I have here is, first of all, the anticipation of another person's needs. Okay. You better be able to anticipate what other people's needs are at some certain level so that you can care for them. That's how you're a team player. Right. And it is up to the owner of the business or the visionary of the business to be able to cast vision so that everybody understands their role at within reason. Right. Because nothing's perfect. Right. And understands when they're making decisions, why they're making the decision that they're making, and how it's going to affect other people on the team. Okay, so that's when it goes to empathy is my next one. And then what I like is having a couple of people on the team that are a little bit acerbic, a little bit brash at times, right? Because they get shit done. We're in the middle of a podcast. Hey, right? Sometimes you got to kick it in, right? Mm-hmm. So I like that. And I think that's culturally, you got to have those around. So like, I like that Jeff is very subdued, for example, for us. He's subdued most of the time, et cetera. But as soon as Jeff needs to step in, he's going to step in, right? And he's gonna get things done.
No, he's a great yin to your yang. There's no question about it.
For sure.
It's amazing that you even found each other.
For sure. And then finally, so remember, anticipation, the empathy factor. So be a little acerbic and brash at times, or have a couple of those on your team. And the final one is the leading by example. Guys, it's amazing to me how many people don't just realize that they can set an example just by leading. So example is like on the hockey team. I'm not a hockey player at my core. Never have been. Hopefully someday I'll be a hockey player. But when I had my first hat trick, one of my teammates, Rob Louvre, told me that I was a hockey player. I was so excited. But I think about the fact that I used to always just, I was playing and I was just trying to stand out. Because I was so insecure that, like, I'm not a hockey player. I'm not that good. And I just want to, like, I want to be known, right? And then all of a sudden I woke up one day and I was like, all I have to do is go out there and hustle. And if I back check and forecheck harder than everybody else, I'll be seen as a leader because I'm going balls to the walls and I'm showing them as an example. And so my actions would inspire them, hopefully, to be a better hockey player, to be a better team player. And I stopped, you know, making sure I got the pass or this and that. And now what I do is I go find open ice, I find open skaters, and I'm the first one to back check. And I told the defenseman that if I'm not back checking fast enough, you have full and open right to slap the shit out of me, right? Just to make sure that I'm doing, you know, what you need me to do to make
you
sure.
You earn a lot more respect that.
For sure.
From your teammates and, you know, et cetera.
For sure. And that also comes down to the anticipation piece, which is, I mean, this whole thing folds together. If you want to be a team player, you are going towards one singular goal or one singular vision, and you are anticipating with empathy and a little bit of, you know, an acerbic personality at times, this care for your team. And
because that goal is going to benefit everybody.
Correct. 110%. And I encourage you all that are listening, if you cannot see yourself as that team player and you cannot see yourself going out of, so if you're giving 100% in your work, the extra 10% needs to be lifting up your other teammates. And if you do not understand that concept, reach out to me and I'll let you know how you should be going in with it. It's an attitude thing, 100% of the time. Now it has to be followed by do, but it's an attitude thing at its core. So if you don't think that you are genuinely thinking about them and trying to take care of them, especially if you're in a corporate environment, this is where I'll touch a little bit farther. If you're in a corporate environment, and you're worried about them just taking advantage of you, et cetera, realize that if you keep doing good and you keep caring, it always comes back around for you. The law of attraction is a real thing, right? So just keep doing good. Don't worry about that. They probably will take advantage of you a couple of times. They're going to fucking lose. Mm-hmm. They're going to fucking lose. They're going to lose hard. I've had it happen. No problem. My old partner, we separated. He decided to, like, get a little bit up in my business, et cetera. He lost. It took a while. I was very butthurt, whining, bitching, and moaning for like a year. Oh, poor Steven, blah, blah, blah. He lost. The macro, I won big time. I mean, look where we're at today, right? And so, like, we just got to be secure enough in ourselves to be like, hey, guys, take care of the culture. Focus on the culture. You'll be taken care of. That's my shtick.
That's good stuff, man. There's a ton of value this week. I want to encourage everybody to continue to listen. Give us a review if you think it provides value to you. We're on all the major channels where you can listen to a podcast. We're on Spotify. We're on Google Podcasts. We're on Apple Podcasts. We're on all of them.
We're on podcast.
Yeah, exactly. All right. If it's a podcast platform, you can bet that we're there. So please keep listening and tune in next week to the 452 podcast. I'm your host, Chris Jones, and we'll see you next time.